K6BB.
QST, QST, QST. This is Tom Fry, KF6Q, acting as net control for the Tech Tuesday net at 1900 hours local time on the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club repeater. 147.330 megahertz, offset of 600 kilohertz, and a PL of 131.8. This net is conducted every Tuesday at 1900 hours, conditions permitting. Before I begin, is there any emergency or priority traffic? Please call KF6Q. Hearing none, which is good. Are there any announcements for the net? Please call KF6Q. Alrighty, hearing none, and we're going to move ahead here. Topic for the evening will be D-Star. One of our listeners out there would like to know what it's all about, and we're going to try to give a not too complicated, but a little bit in-depth of D-Star tonight. So, all right, WB6CLZ, are you out there, Mike?
We certainly are, Tom. Good evening, and good evening to everyone out there listening. We're ready to rock and roll. KF6Q, WB6CLZ.
Alrighty, Mike. Well, let's get some check-ins out there. And you know what? I think for Harry out there, let's get anybody on Echolink, please check in first. Come back now. All right. Well, I thought I heard Harry out there. Maybe he fell asleep. All right. Let's just move ahead. Yes, anybody out there who wants to check in, please come back now.
KJ6KDL and KDK.
KJ6KDK and KDL. Rosemary and Jim, glad to have you with us this evening. Anybody else?
K6ROD.
6ZJ.
All right, we got AF6ZJ. Out there in Rosamond, and Rod, I believe that was that KA6ROD?
Yep, it is, Tom. I'm here. Thanks.
All right. Glad to have you with us, Rod and Guy, out there in Rosamond. Anybody else, please come back.
K6GVL.
K6HZS.
KJ6FIL.
All right, we got K6GVL out there in Green Valley. Glad to have you with us this evening. K6HCS Mike and K6FIL Mike. And real briefly, I want to thank both of them, K6HCS, K6FIL, and, excuse me, KJ6. I'm sorry, guys, forgot the J. KJ6LEF John, also in Redlands. All three of you doing an excellent job on announcements through the scanners and whatnot, and when we had all that nasty weather, it looks like you're going to have another chance. So Tech Tuesday group says thank you very much. Appreciate it. Anybody else out there like to check in?
K6PL Mobile.
K6OKG.
All right, I got AF6PL Harold. And K6OKG, is that correct?
That's correct.
All right, glad to have you both with us this evening. Anybody else want to check in? Please come back.
Everybody.
right, Harry, glad to have you out there. Tried to leave some space earlier for you, but I guess you were having some problems. Glad to have you with us from Aguanda. Alrighty, one last call. Anybody want to check in? Please come back, and we'll get started after that.
W6JLM and W6KMM, and we'll be monitoring tonight.
All right. W6JLM Judith and W6KMM Kenneth, glad to have you with us this evening. Good deal. Let's just see if there's anybody else out there in the woodworks. Please come back one more time. KF6Q.
KJ6 Delta Bravo Sierra, Arrow Bear, Leon.
KJ6 DBS, how are you doing, Leon? Glad to have you with us from Arrow Bear. Anybody else? All right. Well, Mike, looks like we got quite a list out there, and I know you're going to try to stick with us as long as you can. Two things. First, Mike, I'd like you to just tell us anything you can about DX out there for this last week, what's happening, or lack of what's happening. WB6CLZ, please come back.
Hey, Tom. Yeah, this is WB6CLZ, Mike. Well, we've got kind of meager sunspot counts. They're back down to about 14, which is better than none. yesterday, we worked VP5LP, Bob, in the Falkland Islands, which was kind of cool. But that's pretty common anymore around here. Also, Alan out in Hawaii, NS7NJ, and, you know, a couple of others all throughout the United States. But nothing phenomenal, nothing really great. Today, a little bit of DX, 15 meters was open a little bit, and, 17, 20 was open, and, not anything spectacular, but still better than nothing. Reset. Got a little bit of geomagnetic storm going right now. Basically not going to do much for us. But northern lights in Scandinavia and the higher latitudes, and no real big deal. It's a minor storm. And that's about it from this end.
All right. Well, that's fantastic. You have that. It's a pretty cool site, and maybe you could just announce that real quick. And that site, you type in all your parameters, and it gives you kind of a prediction map. And I did that, of course. I don't know. Maybe I typed in something wrong. Didn't look like it was very good, or maybe that just was what it was. Could you just tell us real quick what the URL is, or basically www.what?
Voacap, V-O-A-C-A-P, and I'll get you the URL in just a second. QRX.
QRX. There he goes with the Q codes again. Alrighty. Well, he'll be back in just a second. And, Rod, glad to have you with us. We got some pretty good information here on D-Star coming up and stuff like that. Mike, do you have that URL handy? Go ahead.
VOACAP.com, and for people like me that don't want to get too technical, basically you type in your power, you type in your antenna height, location, and it will run projections on propagation for you. It's kind of cool. It's very simple, and we like that kind of stuff. I love to keep it simple.
Oh, Roger that. Famous saying, K-I-S-S, keep it simple, Simon. I won't say the other word. Anyway, all right, good deal. Fantastic. Well, we looked up some stuff for you, Rod, on D-Star. And D-Star basically is digital radio. Right now, everybody listening out there, we're FM modulated. And way back in the olden days, we had AM radio, which was the only radio. But this is FM. And digital radio. A little bit different, kind of like the difference between an old LP record and a CD. CDs being digital, and also laser red, but the old LP records basically all mechanical, motion, and analog signals. So Anyway, Mike, I noticed one thing about D-Star seems to be kind of proprietary, and I that Kenwood stuff is only sold in Japan itself. You want to elaborate just a little bit? We'll toss this back and forth. Go ahead.
I had some interference here, but that's okay. Hopefully it's not coming through. Yeah, it is proprietary to ICOM. It is an ICOM only. They do rebrand Kenwood radios, and I guess it is only in Japan that have the D-Star technology, which, by the way, stands for Digital Smart Technology for Amateur Radio. And, yeah, basically it's got some downfalls. Right now, not really that popular, so coverage is kind of spotty. You know, if they get more D-Star repeaters up, I guess coverage will be a little bit better. But also quite a bit of positive aspects. And, Tom, I'm going to turn it back to you for some of those.
Okay, we had Guy out there with a question. Go ahead real quick there. AF6CJ, go ahead.
Well, yeah, Mike answered it really quick and everything, but I was just going to ask you guys, either one of you guys ICOM users or something there? I do the IRLP thing, and I don't have any ICOM equipment, so I just wanted to check on that if you guys were doing the D-Star because you had ICOM equipment.
Okay, I do not have any ICOM equipment whatsoever, and I'm not sure if Mike does, but essentially... D-Star was requested. It's just something, it's a topic that was requested by Rod. And essentially, well, there's a couple things here that I'm going to say could be one of the reasons why it's not growing so fast. In the first place, you have to have an ICOM radio, period. You're not going to do D-Star with a Yaesu, an Olenko, a Kenwood. You're not going to do it with anything else. It's strictly ICOM. And to me, that's kind of breaking away from the openness of amateur radio, but we'll get into that a little bit later. And then the second thing is, with digital radio, a couple different things. It will sometimes get out there a little bit further than FM, but literally you could walk 2 feet beyond your coverage zone and it's like you fell off a cliff. Your signal's gone. I mean, completely gone. As we all know, we've been out there in the fringes of this repeater, and we'll kind of come in and out. We can hear, we can hear somebody out there. With D-Star or digital, once you're gone, you are totally gone. Mike, you want to go ahead and add, and we'll toss this back and forth. Any questions on that before we go ahead? KF6Q.
KI6OM. YNW.
Okay, Tom, I think I'll tape it. Are you receiving that interference there, or is that just me down here in the lowlands?
I have a little interference there, but I think we just had a guy announce his call sign. I'm going to say YNW. I could have that wrong. Go ahead.
Yes. You're right. You're right about D-Star, and the same thing for digital telephones, where you could be scuzzy with analog. Digital hears it all, or it doesn't hear anything, so you're right on the mark. K6YNW.
Tom, you want me to take it?
Yeah, go ahead. Mike, we'll just move ahead a little bit with the coverage and maybe get into the repeaters a little bit. Now, I know that you can also, you can do what we call simplex. I think there's not an issue there. You can talk, as long as you have ICOM, of course, going radio to radio. Is that correct?
Is correct. Also, you can go through their repeaters, and Internet Gateway is really kind of cool. Kind of slow, though. You're limited to, on file sharing and such, your Internet limit is 125 kilobits per second, so it's not really a fast mode. And also, I guess one of the cool things, too, kind of like APRS, is you've got position data if you have a GPS on your rigs.
Okay, well, that's pretty cool. I mean, there are some neat features there. And, you know, I didn't find it there, Mike, but I know the bandwidth is a lot narrower with the digital version. essentially what that means, even with our FM radios we're using right now, and I don't know if everybody out there knows this, you typically have narrow band and wide band, and a lot of the radios can be set that way. A lot of our ECS and CERT groups are moving to narrow band just to minimize interference and keep it tighter a little bit there. So, and I know that digital is even tighter yet. So it's got some good points there. But, you know, we're going to get into a couple of questionable things here real quick. But, Mike, anything you could add there, too? Now, I know that internet link, yeah, 128 or 125 or whatever it is, 64K is the fastest dial-up there ever was. And this is twice as fast as that, but it's like a snail or being twice as fast as a snail. That's still dead slow. Anyway, back to you, Mike.
Roger that, Tom. I've got nasty interference here, so if I don't come back real quick, it's that, making sure that it's not somebody checking in on us. The other thing that I noticed, too, is on like text messages. You can send text messages, but you're limited to 20 characters or less, and that's kind of minimal too. So, you know, there is some downside, but there are some good sides too. I mean, like for EOCs, sending computer data, sending files and that sort of thing, that would be really cool in an emergency. You can just send a file right to a computer and confirm it via radio. Let's get into some of the proprietary stuff. Tom, I know you were getting into that.
Hey, Roger that. Any questions so far? Please come back. Go ahead. Alrighty. Okay. Well, anyway, also, D-Star typically at this time is only available either on 2-meter, 440. It's also on the 1.2 gig, which is considered microwave, but it's one of our bands. And that's about it. So anyway, proprietary stuff, as we said, you have to have an ICOM radio. There's another little thing here, and codecs, C-O-D-E-C. Codecs are basically stand for code decoder, and it's used all the time in computer work and TVs, digital stuff. Everything digital has something to go from analog, because our voice starts out analog, change it to digital, and then on the other end, digital back analog. This procedure is called a codec. And the biggest problem that some people have is this codec that they're using is secret. And, Mike, what does the FCC say about secret codes in radio transmission on the amateur bands?
I think it's part 95. That's a no-no. Can't do that. You have to have only communications that are intelligible and able to be no ciphers, no that sort of thing. And I would think that would be a no-no. I'm surprised they haven't caught it yet.
Well, you know, actually in France they have. France has now eliminated that, and of course there's people fighting against it. And a lot of that could actually be eliminated if the coder-decoder chip, it's a chip, if just the basic format of the data was made public. But it's not made public. It's the chip itself, it's part of science, it's part of electronics. But the way, not even how it does it, but the fact that it, what it ends up with, the protocol or whatever you'd call it, or syntax of the digital signal, is super secret. I mean, what's coming out, you cannot decode it unless you're a hacker and a good one. And so, to me, that's kind of a violation there. But right now, they're getting away with it. If they simply changed a couple of those things, and then, hey, you or I or anybody out there is crafty, could do it yourself, or could go ahead and build their own if you wanted. But anyway, part 95, Mike. I'm going to hand it back to you and ask if there's any questions out there. Please come back. KF6Q.
WF6Q, WB6CLZ. I did notice today as I was researching this that, boy, if you want to go on the internet, there's all kinds of information. There's some really good YouTube spots, too, especially one guy in Canada explains it very well. Real interesting, wealth of knowledge. So, I mean, we're just kind of tip of the iceberg here and just kind of opening this up, and that's where it's at. But, yeah, if you really want to get into it, that's the place to probably go.
Yeah, and like anything we try to discuss here, there's no way we can discuss every aspect, but we try to get a little bit of a rounded information there. So, essentially, you know, that's it in a nutshell there. But like I said, there's a couple different issues there. They seem to essentially violate some of the Part 95. And, you know, that's not a good thing. It's just kind of a trend in the wrong direction, I think. And then again, too, eliminating all the competition by simply it's their baby only, you know. So I know a lot of people, a good friend of mine, he swears up and down at it and to it and for it, and he thinks it's the greatest thing that there is. But I like to have a little more openness myself, so I guess I'm going to have to stick with analog until they make that a little more of an open format. But anyway, Jim, KJ6KDL, you're familiar with codecs a lot. I mean, kind of give everybody a little better explanation than what I just did, if you can. There, I'm sure you can. KF6Q.
Yeah, KJ6KDL. Now, the general idea of a codec, like we were saying, you code something and then you decode it. And basically what they're doing here on the digital realm is taking your voice pattern and turning it into digital bits. And the example was a compact disc that you play for music, not so much data, but you turn into digital bits. And then you stick the disc in your player, and your player turns it right back into analog, so it comes out of your speakers. And that's what they're doing here. Advantage, the noise in the background that you hear, the hissing, and the background of my voice that you may hear, that's not there in digital. As long as you have a good signal, as soon as that signal drops below that threshold where it can't tell the difference between the zeros and the ones, you have no signal. It's just gone. KJ6KDL.
Question?
Okay, yeah, really good description there, Jim. And we got a question out there. Go ahead.
Yeah, Tom, it's Rod, J6ROD. If you're on 2 meters and you're looking for an open frequency and you're using analog, can you hear a D-Star transceiver? Does it sound like one of those digital masses so you know you're on, not going to go on the same frequency or not? Go ahead.
You know, I think you can tell, and I'm only going to say this as a shot from the hip. WO6B, good friend of mine, a neighbor up here. You can tell if there's some digital going on out there, but I believe, and Jim, maybe you can jump in here right after me on this, that the analog should not interfere with the digital. I think the signal will come through that. So it's going to be able to read that digital signal even through our analog signal as long as it's not too overpowering. So, and I think there even is a little bit in the band plan. If you can look it up, there's a real narrow little slot that they've given digital radio, but it's pretty much way down, I think it's in the lower part of the band. Jim, anything you want to add to that? Go ahead.
Well, I'm looking right now. That is a very good question, and I was thinking about that while I was reviewing some sites. If we were on the same frequency, then we should hear an audio pattern of some kind, which might sound kind of like a modem or something. I'm going to look that up and see if I can play something back for you if it's available. So I will stand by here, KJ6KDL.
Okay, Roger that. Well, okay, yeah, Rod, I believe that was KA6ROD, KF6Q here on the Big Bear Repeater, Tech Tuesday. I don't think it's something you're going to have to worry about in so much at this point in time. possibly in the future we'll be battling for airspace. Who knows? But how are we doing so far answering your question anyway?
Everything I thought of, your guys already answered. So I just wanted like a general overview, and that's what it was. And, you know, if I obviously now that I know about it, I don't want to get into it. So it's good to know. And if I need to, I can go on the internet. But I appreciate the information. Go ahead, KA6ROD.
Oh, Tom, WB6CLZ.
Go ahead, Mike.
Just looked it up on Google, and according to one that I looked at real quick, like digital signal on analog sounds like noise. I don't know what kind of noise, but they said it sounds like noise. So I don't know whether it sounds like atmospheric noise or what, but yeah, that's a good starter, I guess.
KJ6KDL.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike. I'm sorry, go ahead, Jim.
Okay, yeah, I did find it, and it's actually pink noise. For those of you who know, white noise has an escalating rise in amplitude from bass to treble, so you hear more treble than bass. Pink is equilateral across the frequency spectrum. So for your listening enjoyment, here's 10 seconds of pink noise. That's pretty much what you're going to hear.
Okay, Rod, I don't know about you, but to me that just sounds like static.
I have the wrong mic. Sounds like my ICOM.
Okay, well, roger that. Anyway, well, good deal. So, anyway, in the meantime, like I said, we're going to share all that space and see what happens. I have seen in the past where other electronic companies, whether it be for home entertainment or whatever, and they go to a proprietary format, it tends to, I don't know if they're trying to corner the market, but what they end up doing is basically isolating out a lot of people that way. So don't know where that's going to go, what direction. One quick thing there, Mike, or Jim, Mike first, and then maybe Jim, you can add to it. Now with these repeaters, by the way, there is a D-Star repeater at HRO down there in Garden Grove. They have one there. Now I can actually get on the internet too through my ICOM through the repeater, similar to, but not the same as Echolink. Is that correct?
Tom, that's the way I read it. I think there's also one on San Diego Peak. I was looking at the D-Star, the call letters of stations that have just recently used it. There was one on San Diego Peak. So there are a few here and there, to my knowledge. WB6CLZ.
Okay, roger that. Yeah, Jim, anything you'd like to add to that? KJ6KDL, KF6Q.
Yes, for those who are interested in looking for the repeaters, there is a website called dstarusers.org/repeaters.php. It's dstarusers.org, and there are a handful listed. Basically, it's a way of interconnecting with multiple users just using the internet. Like you were saying, there's a repeater at HRO. I did not know that in particular, but those repeaters are registered with an internet gateway device, similar to people who have routers at home and they hook up their Wi-Fi device to it, and their router, which is really a gateway, sends you out on the internet. That's how you get there. What I find interesting, and I think would be an interesting topic to come up shortly, is what are the nice little advantages that go along with using D-Star, especially for emergency communications. KJ6KDL.
ZJ?
Yeah, KF6Q here, Tech Tuesday with the Tech Tuesday group. AF6CJ, go ahead.
Well, that being said, from the other gentlemen, since the majority of us out here are probably Yaesu users and things of that nature, we should also probably, as an upcoming topic and everything, go ahead and dabble with the IRLP system there. which I use quite a bit, talking to my friend in New York every single morning at 5 a.m. I dial up his, or punch up his node, 4969, and we chat away for about half an hour, 45 minutes. Beats the heck out of a phone call. But anyways, just a thought. Back to you.
YNW.
Okay, Guy, thanks. Appreciate that. Yeah, we'll get into that in just a second, or maybe another whole other night. Yeah, YNW, go ahead.
Went into the thing about D-Star. You just key your transmitter, and they have all the information about you. That may, hey, that may be good or bad, but anyway, they know who you are. K6YNW.
Yeah, roger that. That could be a bad thing or a good thing. Who knows? But, yeah, we have Echolink and Wires is another format that we always end up punching in by mistake with our Yaesus and making that funny noise. And then the IRLP, which is another format, too. So we got, I don't know if anybody's using Wires. I think that is come and gone. But IRLP is good. Echolink is good. A couple different things there. So we did do a Tech Tuesday on Echolink a while back. It's been quite a while back, so we may go ahead and repeat that next week and maybe tie that in with IRLP and get some people out there with some information on that. So, well, anyway, well, that's a pretty good deal. I just want to check, as it is 7:30, I know Mike was doing an experiment with a 13-year-old general class holder, gentleman doing some experiments. Mike, are you still out there with us, KF6Q?
KF6QWB6CLZ. I'm monitoring 160 meters here.